Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the Pre-Law Guru blog podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the law preview course with one of my clients, Doug. Welcome, Doug.
Hey, Peg. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to me. So today we're going to talk about law preview, which is a week-long intensive summer prep course for people before they go to law school. And Doug, I was wondering, how did you hear about Law Preview?
So I was trying to think real hard about this today, actually, because I don't exactly remember, but I think it was some online targeted advertising, like a Facebook ad or something like that. So it kept popping up everywhere, and I kept clicking it and checking it out, and I wasn't sure about it but at first. So that's initially, I think, how I discovered it, because there weren't any overt things mentioned about it initially in the sort of admissions process that I was going through.
Okay. So you heard about it through Facebook. And did you know anyone who had gone through the program?
No, I didn't. I actually did not know anybody who had ever done it. And that was kind of interesting, just because I was skeptical a little bit at first, because it's put on, it's not put on, it's owned, it used to be its own independent company. It's owned by Barbary, which is a bar exam prep company, and they do classes for when you're done with law school for prepping for the bar course, for the bar exam. And so I was like, well, is this just them, like, sort of padding their bottom line with stuff that they can get, you know, unsuspecting pre-zero L's, pre-one L's to sign up for and pay a lot of money for, which I don't think is the case at all after doing it. But it's not entirely clear, I think, because I don't think a ton of people do it, so it's hard to know what exactly it is at first.
Yeah, I mean, it had been going on for quite a while before Barbary purchased it. And so by the time it was purchased, it was already pretty well developed. But I can understand that, you know, you heard about it, you didn't know anyone who went through it, and so you're kind of wondering, you know, is this any good? And so I'm wondering, what made you decide to take the class, since you didn't know anyone who had taken it before?
Well, so I was thinking, like, it seemed like they provided a good amount of material. It seemed useful on its face. It just seemed a little expensive for my desire to do it. Because I think the prices are, you know, like $1,000 to $1,200, depending on when you buy. And so it was kind of a narrative thing that led to me ending up committing to it, because I was like, well, is there a scholarship? Like, is there ways around this? And they do have scholarships. And so I found a diversity scholarship which they organize all the scholarships available by law school on their website for the law schools that offer them. And so for the law school that I got admitted to, I went browsing, and I was like, oh, there are scholarships. Okay, and so I applied for them. And I felt, you know, while I was waiting, well, if I get the scholarship, I'll definitely do it. And if I don't, I just won't, because at least in the case of where I'm going to be attending, the University of Washington, they already have a pretty extensive orientation that's a week long. So I figured there's probably some redundancies and some stuff they're going to cover that I'll get. I just won't bother in that situation, because I don't really want to spend the money, nor do I have the money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the scholarship, and so I was like, all right, well, I guess I might as well do it.
That's awesome. And did the scholarship cover the whole fee?
Yeah, it covers the whole thing. So
great.
It was sponsored by Microsoft. So it's funny how I applied for the scholarship, because originally, I was waitlisted by UW, and I was admitted at Boston College, and they had a scholarship, and these were diversity-based scholarships. So I applied for the BC one, but I hadn't heard anything back yet. I think it was still the deadline hadn't passed yet for it anyway. And then I got into UW, and so I had them delete that application. I applied for the UW diversity scholarship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear you got the scholarship. And I mean, that's a great opportunity to be able to, you know, check out the list of schools on the Law Preview site and see if your school's listed, and if it is, and you have diversity factors, to just go ahead and apply. That's
yeah,
a good
and I didn't I didn't look today, but I think there are other types of scholarships they offer than the diversity ones, but I'm not 100% on that. I'd have to double check. But there's a pretty good list. And it looks like it's coordinated by the law schools and then with private companies or firms. So, like the BC one was paid for by some big Boston law firm. And then the UW one was paid by Microsoft, by their legal department, which the part of it that does these kinds of charitable things.
Oh, that's good to know. Good to know. And so you're starting school at the University of Washington, otherwise known as the UW, next month. And so did you end up taking the class at the UW?
Yeah, and so taking it is kind of an interesting thing because you can take it at any of their locations, is my understanding. And so when I signed up initially or applied initially for the scholarships, I was gunning for the Seattle location despite being planning on being in Boston. And that's just because the timing in terms of moving to Boston and when the courses are, which is typically early August or late July, it would just have made more sense to do it in Seattle. Rather than trying to get out to Boston like even earlier or something like that after I leave my job. And that was the case when I actually got into the class. There were a lot of people from who were going to all sorts of other schools, and they were going to this particular location because of either geographic convenience or it was near the law school they were going to, like Gonzaga or SU or UW. There were actually only four University of Washington folks in my class of 18, other than me. The rest were from
Interesting.
different schools.
Huh. Where were some of the other people from?
Off the top of my head, there was a guy who was doing Harvard. There was a guy from UC Berkeley. There was this nice woman from who was going to go to NYU. And there's some Gonzaga folks, some CLU folks. There was a smattering of others I don't remember off the top of my head. And then there was one
That's interesting.
interesting guy who hasn't even taken the LSAT yet. He's just signed up and paid for this course to. I
Wow.
guess to really get a preview of what he's getting into.
That's some major proactiveness.
Well, he's a
All right.
retired commercial airline pilot, so I think
Oh.
he both has the time and disposable income to just do that.
Yeah. Well, you might, I mean, for him, it's probably a good idea to figure out, does he really want to go down this road?
For sure, for
You
sure. He was
know,
definitely an older gentleman, and this is a lot of time and money to spend after the fact, so.
yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting way to approach it. Take the law preview before you even apply to law school. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about how was the actual week-long class structured? And because I noticed on their site they had 5-day and 6-day, and which one did you do? And how was it structured? And who actually taught the classes?
So it was, I had 6 full days of the full course. I know they have other iterations of it, different versions. And basically, I think the other versions are like you can do like 1 day legal writing workshop, or you can do the 5 days without the legal writing workshop. I don't know all of the iterations, but I had the full 6 days. So Monday through Thursday is substantive law, so they basically cram a bunch of information from first year courses into these sessions, and you spend the whole day doing it. And so Monday through Wednesday in the mornings for like an hour and a half, there's a law preview alumnus, or an alumnus in our case, who's a recent Seattle U law grad who works in the area, and he did some skills sessions to like how to outline, how to study, how to prepare certain study materials, how to brief. And then the rest of the day was, for those first 3 days was, Monday was contracts, Tuesday was torts, Wednesday was no, Tuesday was property, Wednesday was torts. And so yeah, 6 hours for each of those subjects. And the torts and contracts professors were University of Washington professors. The property professor was a USC professor. And the professors are from all over. Like they're not just from those schools. It's whoever, obviously is willing to be paid and to travel to whatever course site they need them at. And in terms of the actual like curriculum, it seemed like, and I mean, I still haven't been in law school yet, so I can't confirm or deny the similarity. It seemed like they basically surveyed these first year courses, which are, you know, intros, survey courses in and of themselves, and just packed a lot of info in order to introduce us to the major concepts and how to approach those concepts, how to extract the rule from cases that they might be talking about, stuff like that. And then Thursday was split. They only spent half days on civil procedure and criminal law, but still similar to the first 3 days in terms of how the professors handled the subject and the material. And then Friday and Saturday were, I think Friday was exam taking and Saturday was legal writing, as well as some research workshops. LexisNexis did this little workshop on how to use their system.
Wow. So they're cramming a lot of information into
There's
that week.
So much information. So much information. I fill up a notebook with my handwritten notes.
How did you keep from getting overwhelmed while taking this class?
It's hard not to. It was a little overwhelming, which is both a drawback because it is intense. But also, I mean, that's going to be law school, right? There's going to just be a lot of material. And that was one of my major takeaways was I felt like, for me, and anyway, I didn't feel like the concepts were too hard, even when sometimes they were a little messy and complicated. But there was a lot of stuff to take in to understand those concepts, to really know them through and through. There's lots of concepts and rules and general periods to know. It's just a lot. There's lots of substance, a lot to learn. I think that was the more daunting aspect of it. There's just so much to cover in each subject, let alone all of the subjects.
I was wondering, did they go over, I mean, they're going over content, but also study strategies. I was wondering, did they recommend certain study guides for the different core classes that you're going to be taking?
So I didn't get specific recommendations. On one of the days, we did get some free commercial study guides for a couple different subjects. I'm moving, so I don't have them in front of me. I packed them up. But these are study guides and books of outlines, and I even got property flashcards that would normally be priced, you know, $50 to $100 a piece if you were just buying them outright. So I was glad to get some free stuff, but... So I don't know if those are endorsements. I think the Law Preview alumnus who was doing his little workshops with us in the morning mentioned that one of them was good. I might have to follow up with you afterward with the name of it. I think it's the author editor is Emmanuel, and it might have been civil procedure. I can't remember the exact subject, but sorry I wasn't more prepared.
That's all right. I'm just curious about sort of their strategy for helping students do well during the first year, you know, what kinds of resources or things they recommended.
The basic stuff is, you know, they teach you how to do the stuff you need to do, which is briefing cases, learning how to do a good outline and how to time and plan that outline in terms of on your academic calendar for the term, for the semester or quarter, and then how to plan out your overall study schedule leading up to, you know, throughout the quarter and then into final exams and how to use that time wisely. So they're pretty thorough about that. Like they will tell you what's going to work, at least in their experience. And they'll give some variations on it too for how it works differently for some people. Giving it the way to free materials, and then other, like, since Barbary owns it, Barbary reps came in and did a little piece about, you know, the advantages of Barbary when you are done with law school and you need to take the bar exam. And they waived this special registration fee where you can pre-register for a Barbary course with no commitment as a 1L, and they'll give you access to 1L study materials. So that was kind of handy.
That's good.
Yeah. We all were a little skeptical at first because we were like, why are we signing up for this now? I don't want to have to pay Barbary in 3 years, $4,000. But they said there's no commitment. You can use the materials. It's fine.
Okay. That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So it's been about, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks since you took the Law Preview course. And I'm wondering, you know, now you've had some time to look back on it, It was a lot of information they gave you, but I'm wondering, how are you feeling now as you're looking forward to starting law school in just a few weeks? How did it help you, or were there things about it that you felt could have been improved about that class?
I feel pretty good. I feel like I know a bit about what I need to do to make sure I succeed, for my own personal sort of study habits, my own personal weaknesses and skills and strengths. So I'm kind of thinking in my head what I'll need to do. Like, for instance, just off the top of my head, like some professors I didn't want to or I didn't need to use like a laptop or other device to keep up with them. I just prefer the handwritten notes because I learn better that way. But then my torts professor, who I thought was really awesome, she was also incredibly fast moving. And granted, it's a ton of material, but she was just whipping through it, and I could not keep up without typing. So, I mean, I think it's, depending on that showed me that I can, mix and match where I need to do different note taking strategies and study strategies with different professors because they're all a little different. They all approach the material very differently. Not very, but somewhat differently enough to know that, it's not going to be one size fits all with how you approach each class.
That's actually really good advice, that you shouldn't just use one technique of note taking, that you should alter your note taking technique depending on the professor. That's actually very good advice.
Yeah, like for instance, in property, at first I was doing a lot of handwritten notes, but then things got ugly real fast, and there was a chart. And I was like, crap, I got this chart. I don't think I can handwrite this really messy, complicated chart. And so I was like getting on my tablet in OneNote and trying to hash it out on there. And then they jump around in their slides and you're like, crap, where did it go? So it definitely can be a little tricky. The nice thing is they do give you, for the ones using slides, they'll give you their slides afterwards.
Good.
And you can keep accessing them forever. You have eternal access to the materials that they give you.
Excellent. That's excellent. Was there anything you felt was missing from that you wish they had covered?
I guess it's hard for me to say since I'm not in law school yet, but I don't feel like they missed much. I mean, there was a lot there. There was a lot covered. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know how you could hit even more in the 6 days I spent with them. There was just so much, and they were very thorough.
It sounds like it.
There's only like one thing that got me a little annoyed was there was this professor who was a really smart, really good guy in terms of teaching us exam writing skills and legal writing skills. He did both of those, but he talked about how the bar exam works for very briefly, like a slide or two, and just, or sort of explaining how it's similar and different from writing for your law school exams. Short version, it's very similar for the essay part. But as it happens, I work in bar admissions currently for the Washington State Bar, and he didn't exactly get some of the names of the different multi-state exams right. In fact, he got them wrong outright. And while the material he wasn't wrong
I knew
about.
you were gonna say that. I knew you were gonna, as soon as you said he started talking about the bar, I was like, I knew Doug was gonna find things wrong with what he said.
It's a
'Cause you're in
nitpicky
bar
thing.
admissions.
It's a nitpicky thing. And I forgive him because it's such a complicated world. Like, there's a reason I get paid to answer these questions and deal with these policies all day long.
Yes.
But I worry about, and because it's a problem I see all the time, law students and pre-law students, people who are considering law school, being very confused about what happens to your license as an attorney. And so my only caveat with that is no matter who the third party is, whether it's Law Preview or any other outside source, even your law school, don't believe anything they say. Go to the bar admitting authority of the state you want to practice in and get the information from the horse's mouth. Just always
That's
research it yourself.
great advice. That is great
Yeah.
advice.
Yeah.
So now that you've been through it, you've had some time to think it over. You've told me a lot, and I really appreciate hearing all the information about Law Preview. Now, you got a scholarship, so you didn't have to pay for it. So I mean, if you didn't get a scholarship, you said, you know, you didn't have the money to pay for it, which I totally understand. But would you recommend this course to other people who would have to, let's say they couldn't get a scholarship, would you still recommend it?
I do recommend it, but it is a personal choice, and I'll explain. I think, so one of the, when I started seeing Facebook ads and started investigating further and discovered that, you know, because BC does have on their website, Boston College does have on their website information about the scholarship for Law Preview, and I started soliciting some feedback about whether or not it's worth doing in the Facebook groups I was in for schools I was admitted in. And a lot of people, not a lot, but a handful of people were like, you don't need to do anything. You need to relax and enjoy your summer before you have to go to school. And there's totally a reasonable case for that, and I agree with it in many ways. But on the other hand, it is only a week. It's just 6 days. And if you have the money and you're okay with spending that week working pretty hard and you really want to do it, you should do it. I think it's useful. It was helpful for me. I'm sure it will continue to be helpful throughout my first year and possibly beyond. I think it's pretty good. But on the other hand, I feel like, especially with the pre-law crowd and the law school applicants, especially if you're the type of person who has the great GPA and LSAT score and you've got everything put together perfectly, you shouldn't feel like you have to do this, that you're obligated to do it, that if you don't, you will have the worst grades ever, and that your life will, your legal career will just fail before it even begins, because Law Preview isn't that old, right? Not compared to the legal profession. I mean, I think it'll start in the 90s, maybe even younger than that. But lots of lawyers have gone and been very successful without Law Preview for many other complicated, unique factors that mm-hmm. aren't really tied to any of those things. And I don't think you should feel that you have to do something prep course-wise or anything, or you have to pay a lot of money for it if you have a reasonable other way to do it, especially considering, you know, lots of this material you talk about in your first year courses, from what I can tell, again, I'm not a law student yet officially, is stuff that you can find online. These are well-known cases in common law that are talked about all the time in various academic areas and I'm sure in publicly accessible resources online or in the library, public library. So if you want to fund it and go a little low budget, you know, get an outline or look up what are some important cases to know for first year courses and practice briefing them on your own. Mm-hmm. Practice doing some outlining based on what order those cases might be in the class. If you're talking to current students, you know, see if they'll let you have an outline or two, and you can go through them and kind of understand what's going on there beforehand. You can make your own little week or a few days of just getting introduced to what will be happening in law school. Or, you know, just relax. Just do what you want to do with your summer. You're going to have to learn it, and you'll learn it when you start. So it's completely up to you.
I think that's really good advice, Doug, because you're right. I mean, for some people, it's better to just relax, finish their work, whatever job they're at, and then start law school. Other students, they have the means to go to a law preview, and they really want to do it, so why not do it? Others will get scholarships, and why not do it? But you're right. I mean, there's so many other resources that you can turn to if you don't have the money to take law preview, and you can learn from so many different resources online, as well as, like you mentioned, orientation week. A lot of law schools will be going over study skills and other things as well. So I think that's really great advice, that it's a personal choice, and you just have to do what's right for you.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. And your school will have resources. It'd be silly of them not to. I mean, they all have academic programs that, you know, teach you. Like, I know UW, just from taking the course and then learning about UW a bit, is that they have a whole center devoted to, you know, helping you learn good exam taking strategies and things like that. So if you start school and you don't feel like you're prepared enough, I'm sure there's resources there at your school, most likely. If the school is worth the money you're paying them, you'll be able to get in touch with them and just start right then at the beginning of the term and get cracking on the stuff you need to know.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Doug, for taking the time to talk to me and to all of our pre-law guru blog listeners out there and telling us more about Law Preview. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, happy to do it. And if anybody has questions for me, for my particular situation or why I did it or anything else with how I've gone through this whole process, they're welcome to reach out to me. They can just get in touch with you and you'll pass that information along.
That sounds great. Yes, if you're interested in talking to Doug Moore, just email me. Just go to www.prelaw-guru.com. You'll find the contact page and just shoot me an email and I'll get you in touch with Doug. And to learn more about Law Preview, you can go to lawpreview.com. Well, thank you everyone for listening to another podcast on the Pre-Law Guru blog.